Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of February, Wednesday morning, 2021. And it's 29 degrees warmer today than it was yesterday. 29 degrees warmer. Below zero, and this morning it's 15. And I'll tell you, it makes a big difference at 29 degrees. I don't feel like I'm chilled to the bone this morning. I was able to take a couple of my layers off. And I don't have my sleeping bag wrapped around me this morning. We should remember those people in Houston that are going through all this mess right now. Very uncomfortable when you're cold, you don't have lights. Oftentimes you don't have water because your water freezes up when you don't have any way to heat your place. You should be thankful for the little things that God has done and also for the big things He's done for us. This morning I've entitled this video, you know, He was despised and rejected. Why is it that Christ was so despised while He was here on the face of the earth? Why was He scoffed? Why was He ridiculed? Why did so many people seek to kill Him? Why was He at odds with the spiritual leaders and the spiritual rulers of the day? Because Christ was teaching something that was contrary to what the scribes, the Pharisees, the publicans, He would eat with publicans and sinners, and the scribes and Pharisees got real upset about it. He would heal the sick on the Sabbath. And the scribes and the Pharisees and the chief rulers got really upset when He healed on the Sabbath. And so they wanted to put Him away from them. They did not want Him to be teaching. What authority does He have to be teaching, they ask? What are His credentials? And here He was, the creator of the universe. Here Christ is teaching. And He came from the ivory palaces of glory and came down here on this earth and taught and healed. He cleansed the leper, gave sight to the blind. He cast out devils. He raised people from the dead. But He was despised and rejected of the leaders, wasn't He? And eventually He died on a cruel and rugged cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by His stripes we're healed. Well, they took Jesus and led Him away. And He, bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified Him. The bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Well, Jesus Christ was victorious over sin, death, and hell. But He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Well, why did Christ go through all of this pain and suffering? Well, he bore our sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for one of his. And we know that he's rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. But we must never forget the patient. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. But he was despised. He was rejected. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They pierced his side with a sword. They drove nails in his hands and his feet. And while he was hanging on the cross, Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We must never forget the great things of Christ has done for us, the sufferings that he's gone through, and the fact that he was despised. If you're despised, you're in good company. We're told that it also will suffer persecution. So if you're going through some things, realize that Christ was the most despised and rejected person on the face of the earth. And we must always remember that he was our sin bearer. He was a perfect sacrifice. He was a substitute for us. We deserved hell. We were separated from God. But Christ went to the cross for his people. And, you know, so if you are despised, if you're rejected, realize Christ was more rejected. He was more despised. He shed his blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And I want to end this. I want to end this today with a question. Why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like? Why before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father, Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never grasp or fully understand. Love answers the why. It was in his eternal plan. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us never forget that Christ was despised and rejected of men. God bless.